And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. Hey, I hope you're having a great year so far. And on today's show, what I want to do, I like to address listener questions from time to time. And I got one just recently. She asked succinctly here, can I invest in a rental property if I do not have much income? So we're going to address that question as part of the show today. Now, she had a few other items in here I want to take up with you as well. And if you have questions, you can send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. So that's her main question, the income question. But I think there is more in this email that may help you. And actually addressing some of these other points in here may help her as well. She's a regular listener. She's in San Antonio. We're going to keep this anonymous. But if you're new to the show, she's a regular listener. If you're new and like her income is your concern, that's exactly why we invest in rental property, to create cash flow, to create more income. And we do that at Lifestyles Unlimited by investing in two asset classes, single family rental houses and apartments. And that's it. And we love those two asset classes. Why? I make money. I'm a longtime single family investor. Again, if you're new to the show, I've been doing this over a dozen years. I'm up in Dallas-Fort Worth. But I've made money five ways on each and every one of those single family houses that I've invested in. We make money five ways on our houses. Apartments, it gets even better. We make money six ways. There's a differentiator in there. Cash flow, obviously hugely important, especially if you need to create more income. Right? Just thinking about the houses, our net cash flow, the net profit that I keep after collecting rent and paying all expenses associated with the property, that the range for the cash flow that we're targeting as investors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, it's from $200 to $600 on our single family houses. And we see that range quite a bit. We're investing in Texas. We're investing in Kansas City and in Missouri and Kansas, in Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Arizona. And we see that range because we have different markets. We have different submarkets. Taxes are higher here in Texas. They're lower in Georgia. So I've seen properties there recently that are cash flow north of $400, $500, $600. Point is, you can easily create an extra few thousand dollars of income just by picking up a couple of houses. But it's not just the cash flow. Like I said, we make money multiple ways. There are a lot of what I call equity plays when it comes to buying our houses as well as apartments. We have equity capture. We buy right, buy at a discount, and create equity just through the value add part of the process at the very beginning. This can be thousands of dollars created in just a handful of months. And then we're going to hold that property. Our residents pay that mortgage, right? We take that gross rent. We pay those expenses, including the mortgage. They're paying on our behalf, and thereby we have equity buildup as that resident pays that mortgage on my behalf every month. And then we have market appreciation, and in apartments, that sixth way that we make money is through forced appreciation. And all the while, when we're holding and when we're disposing of these assets, we enjoy tax advantages. So that's why we focus on houses and apartments. But back to the listener question, let me just read through this. I'm going to scan through this with you. I'm going to keep it anonymous. Again, this is a listener in somewhere around San Antonio, and she says, hey, I listen nearly every Sunday. She catches it live. It catches on air. You may be listening to the podcast. That's great as well. But she goes on to say, I've signed up for membership twice in the past and attended the two-day training. That's our two-day financial freedom seminar. It's 2 days packed full. 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. Getting into the details of investing in that single family house and investing in apartments. But she says, she'd done the 2 day, but she says, I left feeling lost. You learn all about investing in single family houses and all about investing in apartments. Who would not come away from that overwhelmed? But the nice thing about the Financial Freedom Program membership, that's our base membership, is that you can go back to that 2 day Financial Freedom Seminar as often as you like, at least as often as it's offered. And it's offered a lot. So she's in San Antonio. We have a sticks and bricks, bricks and mortar office there. We'll do that live there. So she can go in monthly. right, in San Antonio. But it's also offered online. So if you're not in San Antonio or Dallas or Houston or one of the places where we do it in person, you can do it virtually over those 2 days. So in San Antonio, I'd go in person. You know, I personally, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. I planned to go to the 2 day seminar here in North Texas next month. Sure, I've been investing for over a dozen years. You know, I'm already financially free, real estate, retired. Why go? You go, and then you go back a second time, and you hear something different, something you didn't hear before, maybe didn't notice, maybe simply did not understand, came away feeling lost, right, the first time. So you go back again. Then you go back your fifth time. You're going to hear something different. I will hear something now, 12 years later, or perhaps see something. Maybe it's the same thing, but with a different perspective, because I've been doing this as long as I have. I've learned things. I have education. I don't know if I would say wisdom, but, you know, I've learned a lot through experience. So I'm going to see things that are presented the same way as they were before from a different perspective, something I need to hear right now. And it is a lot of information. We want you to be educated in this process, so that you're going in, making a good investment and being successful so that you can do it again and again and again after that, because that's what's going to get you to that financial freedom. One house will not do it at $200 to $600 in cash flow, but 5 houses, 10 houses, sure, you'll get there. But again, it is a lot of information, 2 days, 8 hours each, plus you're probably going to be hanging around with other members at lunch, maybe at dinner on Saturday after the first 8 hours, picking their brains, and you should be. You should plan that in. But again, because it is so much information, that's exactly why you go back. Now, if sitting still for 8 hours is too much for you, you do have a few options. You know, maybe you have a specific part of your investment trajectory that you're on now where you need just a specific part of the 2 day information. Well, why not go back for that part? Just keep it focused. Do it online. Maybe ease yourself the trip. Or we used to do this fully online, fully live, 2 days only. You had to spend 2 days on the weekend. You can now do it online. It gets even better. You can now do it online over the course of 4 evenings during the week. We call that the four part series. It's just online, but it is spread across 4 evenings, and that makes it a bit more bite size. It's online, it is live, and it is interactive. So the life changer that is presenting that information to you can interact. You can ask questions as things come up that maybe leave you feeling lost. But it doesn't just stop with the Financial Freedom Seminar. Whether you go to the 2 day in person, whether you go to the 2 day online, whether you do it in 4 sessions across 4 evenings, it goes beyond that, because you can do I was looking at this. In fact, I've got it open here in front of me. There is a ton of learning online. There's when you join as a Financial Freedom Program member, you do the 2 day, you get online access. And I'm looking here just at the core classes for somebody that is just getting started. There are 18 classes here. I think I counted 18. Things like why credit is important, locating property, right? Knowing your numbers, picking it, finding those professionals, right? Building your team. We talk about that all the time. Protesting your property taxes, very, very important here in Texas. The list goes on, but it doesn't just stop there. It's amazing. That's just the core stuff. But then there are electives, and these are just accumulated classes that we've done over the years. And these will be scrubbed, of course. You know, stuff from 20 years ago may not apply today. But there are a range of courses, including, I see here, insurance, electives, things around, again, property acquisition. That's the name of the game. Vendors, rehab, financing, right? That would apply to the second part of the show today that we're going to get to here in a minute. Can I buy with little income, right? If I personally have what I perceive anyhow as little income at the moment, the list goes on. I'm just scrolling through here. I mean, you can spend hours and hours and days. And here, again, don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel lost. Just approach these one at a time. As you find yourself on that part of the process of acquiring a property or rehabbing it or whatever, you can come out here and then selectively choose those electives that will help you with that education and with that part of the trajectory you're on. And of course, I mentioned this already, coming out to the case studies. Again, go to lucasestudy.com. I gave that website to the listener as well. I said, look, you're feeling lost. I think it would be best if you get out with other people that are investing. Talk to them. Hear their stories. You may find somebody that is or was in a similar position to where you are now. And that'll give you some direction. Again, key point here, if you go to the 2-day, it is like drinking from a fire hose. So if you do come away overwhelmed and feeling lost, don't just call it quits. There are a lot of resources at Lifestyles Unlimited. I've just told you just a little bit about some of the education. There's the vendor marketplace. There's a lot of other stuff. But you have to choose to avail yourself of this stuff to continue to move forward. So if you're feeling lost, lots of places to go. Certainly you can send me an email as well, just like the listener did. Now, let's start. We don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but let's start with probably the more important part of her question, certainly the one that was on her mind. She says, I have very little income, but I do have equity in my home. So I question whether or not I could qualify for property investment. So that's the question of the day. And that's the question where I have to ask, what is perception and what is reality? Do you really have too little income? Maybe you're worried about your cash. Do I have too little capital? Do you really have enough? You know, there could be a flip side of that coin, and you may perceive it one way, but I think it's important here to get out and get a second opinion. Now, I may not be the best guy to tell you what your financial situation is. In fact, I don't have enough details here in this email to do that at all, but we'll talk about how you can address that when we come back from the break.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I do thank you for joining me today. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I've actually got a printed out here question from a listener. She's a regular listener down in San Antonio. We talked a little bit about her question in the prior segment, feeling lost, right? How do you deal with that? Her bigger question, I think, at least it's just one line in several paragraphs, but I think this is the big piece for her is she says, I have very little income, so I question whether or not I could qualify for property investment. I can't tell you one way or the other. You've got to go get a second opinion and probably a third and a fourth. You may be wrong on your account of, you know, too little income, right? So go out and get multiple opinions from the lenders, right? The people you would be working with. Go talk to lenders. If you're a member, go out to our vendor marketplace and you can do a search. For example, let's say you know you're buying distressed property, so you're going to buy using hard money, you're going to do the repairs, and then you're going to fix it up, or you're going to refinance into a long-term fixed rate loan after that. Well, you can go out there and find those hard money lenders to start those conversations. These are people the members are using. In fact, you can check the reviews. Who liked them? Who didn't? Why not? But start that conversation, and you want to talk to multiple lender types, because a hard money lender serves a different purpose than that, let's say, takeout lender. What is a takeout lender? They're giving you that takeout loan to get you out of that hard money, because that is intended to be a short-term tool, a construction loan, to allow you to get in, make the renovations, and then get out. And we're talking a couple of, you know, 2, 3, 4 months. Ideally. So who's lending on the takeout loan? That may be a conventional lender, and that may be a commercial lender. We'll define both of those for you, because this will help answer that question. I have very low income, because the financing type that you use will depend on things like your income and your debt to income ratio. It will depend on your credit. And here we're just talking about buying single family houses, apartments, a different animal. So let's talk about hard money first. That is, like I said, a construction or a bridge loan. It doesn't care about the current condition of the property. It will finance things that the conventional lender and the DSCR lender will not. Those two want to see fixed up, ready to go properties. If it has deficiencies, not going to work. But a hard money lender will loan based on your projected scope of work. They're going to look at that current purchase price. They're going to look at the scope of work. They're going to look at other houses in that subdivision that were fixed up and sold that look like what you're planning to do, and they're going to determine the market value. They're going to lend based on that number. Point is that you're able to buy a house now that otherwise, no chance. Because like the listener said, she's found a house in great disrepair. That screams not going conventional to me. So we buy with hard money, we do the fixing up, and then we get that takeout financing in place. Again, conventional or some sort of commercial product. And I want to differentiate the two here because your income and your credit, those will play into the conversation right now. So a conventional loan, what I'm thinking about here is the what we call Fannie Mae backed loans. That's the 30-year. That's where you go. It's probably that's a loan you have on your personal house in all likelihood. Fannie Mae is she's going to give you the best interest rate when you get that 30-year debt into place. And the good news there is that means more cash flow. But the difficulty with Fannie Mae is it does require very solid finances on your part, on the part of the borrower. They do look at the property that you're taking on, but they want to see that you have the right debt to income, right? They want to make sure you have a good credit score. They want to see that you have a certain amount of reserves in the bank. So they're going to be underwriting to your current debt load and your current income. Now they do, like I said, consider the fact that this is a rental house. So when I've just bought the house, I've renovated it, and I'm going to get out of my hard money loan and roll into a 30-year product. They don't know what it's going to rent for. I've not shown them a history, right? So what do? Well, they figure out what the rental rate is, and they're going to lend. Typically, they'll consider 75% of that rental income in calculating your debt to income. But if you're doing it right, that more than covers the debt load that you're taking on that property. The point is that they're using the income from the property to cover the payment on the new debt, so it's a wash. If you have little income, if you have a ton of income, this part should be net zero. It shouldn't matter. The good news also, by the way, if you're using conventional loans, Fannie Mae type loans, is that you can have up to 10 finance properties. So I can do 10 Fannie Mae loans and get to that really inexpensive debt. If you're married and you can do them in separate names, you can do up to 20. So my wife and I did. But that's Fannie Mae. She's a ton of paperwork. You're gonna be handing over your arm and your leg here and there. I mean, it's a lot of work to get into that refinance, but that's where you're gonna get the best money. However, some people won't qualify, and maybe that's due to low income. If you are somebody that is self-employed and you take a ton of expenses on your business filing in order to minimize your taxes, you are showing very little income, maybe zero. Well, what do you do? Well, that's where the DSCR loan comes into play. This is a commercial product. DSCR just stands for debt service coverage ratio. And what that means is it's just looking at the debt service on that property, how much rent is coming in relative to the loan balance or the mortgage payment, and what's the coverage? Normally they want to see at least one. Surprising, right? In the apartment world, they want 1.25 or greater, meaning there's 25% above the service of that debt load that is coming into the property. Here, we can be 1-to-1. Now, personally, I want to be higher. You know, maybe I'm being conservative. But they do want to see that it's essentially what I'll call a wash. Now, DSCR loans, pros and cons, the rate tends to be maybe a point or so higher than that Fannie Mae debt. Now, you can come out of pocket a little bit, buy that rate down. That depends on your hold strategy. But again, it is underwritten just using the income from that property. They don't care. They don't care if you have low income or no income. Doesn't matter. So this is a great product for those that do have low income or are self-employed and can't show an income because, hey, we've taken too many expenses against our business, right? So this may be the loan product for you. Or if you're me, Andy Webb, I'm now retired. I have no W-2 income. I'm carrying the debt from my personal house. I cannot get a Fannie Mae loan. This is what I use, DSCR loans. In fact, we did 3 cash-out refinances last year using DSCR products. So you've got to talk to lenders, and they're going to point you in the best direction. Based on your situation, they're going to pull your credit. They're going to look at this information with you. They're going to direct you either to conventional Fannie Mae, yes, this will work, or no, this will not work, let's go the DSCR route. Now, I will say, we're going to go back to hard money. As I mentioned, it typically does not care about the property condition. It does not care about the borrower, right? It's secured. The loan from the hard money lender is secured by the property. But I did discuss this with a hard money lender prior to the show. I said, hey, does income matter? They said, well, it might. Because there are 2 things that lender needs to see. They need to see, number one, that hard money lender, that you can get out of that hard money loan, that you can refinance into that conventional or that DSCR product. They don't want you sitting in that loan. They don't want to take that loan back. That's number one. How do you figure that out? Well, go talk to those conventional lenders. Go talk to those DSCR lenders. Commonly, when you're qualified for those, you're qualified for hard money. So they want to see, number one, that you can get out of the loan, but they do also want to see that you can service that loan during the hold period. If your renovations are going to take, let's say, 3 months, you are, hard money is, it's an interest only loan, and you will be paying interest for each of those 3 months. Can you service that? That will come into the discussion around income potentially. So here, income may be an issue. And to the listener, I would tell you again, talk to several lenders. Talk to several hard money lenders. You should build your lending team with hard money, with conventional, and with a DSCR lender. So talk to people. It goes back to that network. It goes back to that team. Talk to the people that work in this space and talk to multiples thereof to confirm that. And if that is the case, then maybe there's some action we need to take. But maybe they'll come back and say, no, you're good to go. Let's go do this thing. So ask those questions. So income may be an issue in your mind, and ask the hard money lender. In fact, I said, okay, well, if we do need some income for paying those interest payments on the loan, you know, having some, you know, reserves coming in, let's say, what if I just have a ton of cash that I'm sitting on as opposed to strong income? And she said, yeah, that would be a consideration as well. So the listener said she's got low income but has equity in her home. Didn't tell me how much. Well, maybe tapping into that equity would help you on your path, something you need to think about. And if you've, you know, the listener is in San Antonio, she's probably been to the 2-day with David Fisher. He's one of our life changers. He's teaching in San Antonio, Houston. I don't know if he's coming up to Dallas this year or not, but that's how he started. The 2008 crisis, that financial crisis wiped him out, just killed his accounts. But what he did have was equity in his home. And he tapped into that. This was, what, 12 or so years ago. Guy is a multi-millionaire now. So give that some thought for sure. And as I said, there may be some action you need to take. You know, using any kind of financing may require some sort of action on your part first. And what I mean is, you know, you may need to save up some more money first so that you do have adequate reserves in the bank. Make that your goal for this year. If you have that conversation and the lender comes back to you and says, well, we'd like to see X amount in your reserves, there's your goal for the year. Start building that. You may need to pay down some of that consumer debt, right, so that you can improve that debt-to-income ratio, and they'll tell you where that needs to be. Maybe you need to work on your credit score. Right? These are things that should result from that first step that you take, which is to have those conversations with those lenders. Don't be afraid of them. They want to help you. They want your business, right? So I would have multiple conversations with each of the different loan providers. And one option you may not have thought about, hey, if you have a lot of capital, a lot of cash that you can invest, but no income, I've got something that does not care about your credit score. It does not care about your income. You do need to have some capital. You can invest passively in apartments. You may not have known that. I did not know that when I first time I went to the 2-day financial freedom seminar a dozen years ago. But yeah, you can invest in apartments. It takes capital to do that though. So if you have equity somewhere, you can unlock that equity and deploy that into apartments. You know, again, perception, I think, is a big concern here. I don't have enough income. I don't have enough cash. Well, that's an interesting thing, too, by the way. You sit down when you become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. You start to look. You start, you know, you go through the education. You go to the 2-day and you start to think about, well, where do I have other capital? The listener mentioned, for example, home equity. Well, what about home equity? What about retirement accounts? What about those toys, right? There's a probably catching the ads now with Lisa and Chad, and I was talking with them actually at an event, and one of the things they did early on was they sold. They got rid of those toys because they understood we can unlock that capital, get it invested. We can buy those things back, right? So you'd be surprised where you can find that capital, where you can find that cash. And it, to be honest with you, it may take a mindset shift to get a lot of people to tap into that 401k. I did that finally, but it took a big mindset shift. And that is one of the very things that we do work on at the Financial Freedom Seminar. Aside from teaching you about single family and apartments, sometimes it's mindset shift. You need to realize how you grew up thinking about things like debt and income and return on equity, right? Return on investment, etc. And how maybe you've been on the wrong path. Anyhow, we talk about that. And sometimes this also means sitting down, finding that capital means sitting down with a mentor, to help you with that mindset for sure, but also to see where maybe you've got more opportunity on your balance sheet than you realize, things you don't see, right? So those were the listener questions. She's feeling lost, very little income. Can she do what we do? And for those of you that are new, I want to explain just what it is we do, because she goes on in her email to me and says, I found a house. She's been eyeballing a house that's gone up for sale. It is in great disrepair. It is distressed, she says. By the way, to the listener, I'd say, hey, go take a closer look at that thing. Do your due diligence on that very property. I mean, if nothing else, it's a great way to practice running your numbers, the things that you did learn when you went out to the two-day seminars in the past, or if you did the online education, figure out, do the underwriting on that house, figure out the debt and the cash flow. What will that look like, right? Learn how to model that. Learn how to model the repairs. What do I think the scope of work would be? Get into the property if you can. Go walk it. It's good. It's good practice. And in fact, I was talking, you know, speaking of modeling these things, I was talking to a lifestyles finance guy just the other day on the hard money side about an investment we were looking at. He said, send it over. He would model it for me. We can see the cash flow, the, you know, the debt service, all that stuff. Figure out what is the best way to approach this from a financing perspective. Does it even make sense? So you have help out there. You have help out there. But again, if you're new to the show, I want to explain just what it is we like to buy and why. And it is distressed properties. Whether we're talking about apartments, they're distressed in some capacity, or houses. We like those distressed properties because we get them at a discount. And you will hear people say this all the time, and it is true. You make your money when you buy. You want to buy right. And people that have distressed property or are personally in a distressed kind of fire sale sort of situation, they're willing to let that go, that property go for, typically for a deep discount. Let's say I buy a house for $100,000, but it needs repairs. In fact, it needs $50,000 in repairs. But when I'm done fixing it up, it's now worth $200,000. That is the new market value, because that's what similar houses that were fixed up, what they've sold for in that subdivision. So $100 to buy, $50 to repair, worth $200. That gap in there, that's my equity capture. Now, there will be some financing costs, but at the end of the day, my out-of-pocket will be about $18,000 to maybe $20,000 in that example. In fact, why run with my numbers that I like to use out of air? Here's a listing. Here's a listing I got from one of the Lifestyles Realty team down, I think this is around Houston. After repairs, so the market value when it's done, fixed up, $185,000. Asking price, $80,000. You see, there's a pretty good spread there. That speaks to a decent amount of renovations. We're capturing $34,000 in equity with $18,000 out of pocket. I use the example I use because the numbers are round and it's easy for me. But this is out there. This very house is out there. By the way, cash flows north of $300 per month. That's over a 20% cash on cash return, and you're more than doubling your money with that equity capture. You're putting in 18, but you're creating an additional 33. You're sitting on $50,000 in equity. Takes me back to my example. Buying for 100, putting in 50, creating added value. That's what we're doing. That's why we like to go out and find these distressed properties. Now, as part of that model, we naturally have to go in and fix up the property. Those are the renovations we're going to do. That's going to vary greatly from property to property, age of the property, two-story versus one, market where it's located, what does it need to look like after it's fixed up, right? But regardless of the situation, we're going to follow the Lifestyles motto, which is best product, best price. Anything that is broken now, I'm going to fix. Anything that could break in the next handful of years, I'm going to fix. Why am I going to do that? Well, it's going to reduce any issues that I might fear or might have during the hold period. I'm pulling all the maintenance forward to today. I'm pulling the capital expenditures forward to today so that I can coast through my hold period. And then I'm going to sell in a handful of years, right? So we're going to find, we're going to buy, we're going to renovate. Eventually, we're going to rent, right? Hold that for a while and eventually sell. All of these things we talk about in that 2 day. Yeah, that's a lot of information in 2 days. So I can understand why anyone would go and come away feeling lost, as the listener wrote. So if you're feeling lost, do what she did. Reach out, send me an email. I'm happy to respond to you just like I responded to her directly. Talk with somebody. You know, if you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, call somebody at member services, talk with a mentor, talk with other investors, right? And go back to the 2 day again and again. You may have felt lost on day one, but when you come back a month or two later after having done some of the stuff, gone through the education online, you're going to come back with a different perspective. So if you're like the listener feeling lost, those are some steps you can take. If you don't feel like you have enough income, get that substantiated. Go out, talk to multiple lenders. And if you have a specific property in hand, like the listener's targeting one, go talk to those lenders. See if it is, hey, review this with me. See if that is a good property for me. And then get back to what we do. Buy those distressed houses. Create cash flow. Build wealth. And we would love to be by your side. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Check out the shows. Register for the free workshop. And you can see when we have our upcoming events. I thank you for tuning in today. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.